In Sudan, armed groups are targeting hospitals and clinics. It's a new wave of violence in a country that's been in civil war for more than a year. And as NPR's Fatma Tanis reports, health workers are struggling to respond.
On a recent morning in the city of Port Sudan, UNICEF's chief of health there, Tedla Adamte, woke up energized, thinking of his plans for the day, visiting a UNICEF school for displaced children, a meeting with the Minister of Health. But then he got a text message from West Darfur on the other side of the country.
All of a sudden, I received early morning around 8:30, a hospital which was again attacked and damaged in West Darfur. And it was really heartbreaking.
The staff fled. It's unknown how many of them or their patients were hurt. But a pharmacist was killed in the attack. It was the second time in just a week that a hospital had been attacked in Sudan. And earlier in June, the last remaining hospital in North Darfur was ambushed. Damte says the targeting of hospitals has been a recurring theme ever since the war broke out. And across the country, he says,
we know at least, for example, over 77 hospitals have been attacked, but it is not only those hospitals and facilities, but because of, you know, lack of shortages of fuel or there is no health worker, over 70% of the health facilities are not literally providing services in a place like Darfur at the moment.
Most of Sudan's medical supplies and equipment, like blood banks, the public health labs, are in the capital city, Khartoum. Damte says of the 250,000 health workers with Sudan's health ministry there, most have fled the country, making the situation all the more difficult for those who remain.
And on top of that, fearing for their own safety and without guarantee for being protected, health workers are unable to access health facilities in many places and have not been paid in months.
And the need for medical care is immense, particularly for those who've lost their homes. Damte remembers a woman he met a few weeks ago near Sudan's border with Egypt, where over a million displaced people were camped out, many sleeping on the desert floor with no shelter and, he says, scorpions crawling about. The woman was pregnant with twins and went into labor. She was taken to the nearest hospital.
And when they get to the hospital, because they didn't have enough supplies in the hospital for the newborn care, and one of her baby passed away.
According to the International Rescue Committee, out of the nearly 7 million internally displaced people in Sudan, only 2% have access to health care. Shashwat Saraf is the East Africa Regional Emergency Director for the IRC, and he says the group and other aid organizations have been working on a new approach to scale up access to people in need. Mobile clinics set up wherever is available, schools, buildings, even under the shade of trees.
Where we are more flexible, more adaptable, and have a larger coverage area in terms of meeting people who are on the move.
Still, there are many populated areas that are difficult to access, including Khartoum and Al Jazeera. Aid groups say immediate international attention and funding is needed to stop the conflict and prevent further catastrophic loss of life. Fatma Tanis, NPR News.